Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've got the good backdrop behind me, which means Don Moeller's in for this segment. Our friends at Fadley's are waiting for you to order those crab cakes and ship them to you, and I'm going to be eating a lot of crab cakes, including probably one before the end of this segment, before it's all over with. Our friends at State Fair are curbsiding. They're portallying on certain days with lamb shanks, and they're about to swing open those doors at El Guapo for a little margarita, a little Mexican food. And Don, speaking of Mexican food, I never really thought of Nacho Mamas as Mexican food. I thought of it as sort of East Baltimore, Mexican, Ocean City, Journey After 10 o'clock, all those things. And you've put together this segment with someone that I don't know who you know, but I knew her dearly departed husband probably better than she realizes that I knew him.
Well, we're gonna find all of that out. I'll tell you, we're gonna get updated on all things Nacho Mamas. Mamas on the Half Show. We're gonna get the whole ball waxed. But I'll tell you, Nestor, it was a happy day a couple of years ago when Nacho Mamas decided to expand and come to Towson. And I thought, oh man, this isn't going to be good putting Nacho Mamas right down the street from my office. I love the salsa, love the chips, you name it.
Are you a hubcap margarita veteran? I mean, I don't see you as a hubcap margarita guy, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know that I do the hubcap margarita, but I do like margaritas, and it was a real challenge to avoid the margaritas in the middle of the day because I would have had to go back to my office and curl up and take a nap. It is a pleasure to welcome, for the first time, to Baltimore Positive, Jackie McCusker, all things Nacho Mamas. Jackie, welcome to Baltimore Positive.
Thank you. Pleasure is mine. Happy to be here with you.
Well, I was in Nacho's in Canton. First, I've been in Nacho's in Canton more times and in more stores. The night I got engaged to my wife on Federal Hill in April of 2003, the first thing we did as Baltimoreans was drive to Nacho Mamas and have a Natty Bell. With Scunny, actually. So I have the Bob Irsay corpse in the corner. That was my gift to Scunny from Mike Resigliano. So I visit it often. And every week when I have Cole Roofing on, he says he fixes leaks. And I always refer to that scorecard ad that was on the wall that had the four guys urinating on the wall saying they take leaks seriously. So with that, I will say that I'm a Nacho Mamas veteran. But I've only been in the Towson location once because I consider East Baltimore my side of town, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So update us, Jackie. Let us sit back a little bit and update us really soup to nuts from that awful, awful day in March 2020. I don't think any of us will ever forget that. I say Friday, March 13th will always mean something very special because we will all sort of it's one of those moments where we'll remember when the nation shut down. But what has I think at some point I read that temporarily you had closed the city locations due to all the struggles and we're focusing on Towson. So really for folks who are having trouble keeping up, just give us an update on the business, where you are and where you're heading.
You got it. So I think that irony here is that this time last year was our first day not our restaurant's not open. We closed on the 16th. So so St. Patty's Day, the first St. Patty's Day in forever, our 27-year history, to not have the doors open and to not celebrate one of the biggest days in Canton. And so that it's been a year of interesting times, and we closing down three kitchens and, you know, looking into eyes and having to say goodbye to folks, not knowing when we're going to see them again. That was tough. I guess the most for us was we called the COVID coaster. You know, we just didn't know what we were waking up to at any point. And but the rally was the special piece. I mean, we all the strong survived and we all stuck together, and it created an energy that I thought during our most horrific times in our industry, it was neat to have people just say, we got this, we're going to see you tomorrow, whatever tomorrow means, it's going to be tomorrow that we're looking forward to. So we had to close our Baltimore city locations, Mamas on the Half Shell and Nacho Mamas in Canton, just because the 25% wasn't going to be a 25% that we could make sense of at the time. It was, you know, cold and people weren't wanting to be outside and we weren't going to serve a delicious crab cake, you know, at 30 degrees and, you know, outside.
And your crab cake's the best in town, right?
Absolutely the best in
town. And everybody's going to say that. That's why this is going to be awesome. I'm going to have a crab cake everywhere I can possibly have a crab cake over the next 5 years on Fridays. I've just decided that I'm going to discover 250 crab cakes over the next 5 years. And I have never ordered a crab cake at Nacho Mama's. Literally, I've ordered 1,000 things, but, you know, I'm into the chicken wraps and I'm into the salads. I'm into your salsa and chips. So I've never ordered a crab cake there. So I knew you would say yours is the best.
You're going to get the crab cake at Mama's on the Half Shell. Then
I've had a lot of oysters there.
Yes. So it's interesting because when we were building Mama's on the Half Shell, we literally went all over the state of Maryland trying to find what we thought was the equivalent to a true Baltimore style crab cake. And it was a really fun field trip all the time. When we finally launched our crab cake, I was like, I don't think I can get another crab
cake. Well, who came in second place? Like, I want to know, like, who's your, if you have to order one somewhere, where do you go?
We're big fans of Fadley's.
You know? That's where we go.
And we did. Hey, Jackie, full disclosure, we did not ask you to say that, right?
You did not know. That's the honest to God truth. Like, yeah, that's the other center of the universe.
Well, everybody's borrowing recipes and stuff. But when I think of Nacho Mama's, I think wherever Scunny was when this vision happened, and I probably was in Nacho Mama's within the first month or two it was opened. I guess we're talking, how far now? 26, 7, 8? How far back are we going?
When 27. Did Nacho's open? 27.
All right. So I'm not far. 95, 94 in there?
94.
Okay, fair enough. Because Amici's was there at the time as well.
Yes. And
of course, Amici's is still my partner's down on High Street. Yes. And okay. I know Mike Clark was coming in across the street and the Looney's boys and the whole thing was coming together. That's my side of town. I mean, Canton was where I hung out. I was 26 years old then. Yeah. And I don't even know. Can you express what Scunny was trying to do with the vision of Nacho Mama's? You were in his life at that point. I remember you got married in 96 because you got married. His bachelor party was on my birthday in Indianapolis in 96. Does that sound familiar to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. See, I know more about you than you think I know about you.
This is your life. I'm just going to sit back and have you guys do the 25
years. I'm the one that told him to get you on because I said, we got to have her on because I don't know her.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited to be here. Yeah, he actually had the entire bachelor party on the plane. That was back when you could. Yeah,
I was on the plane.
So do you remember when everybody had to say hello to me? And on the plane, everybody said, hi, Jack. And because I'm Jackie and they call me Jack. And so they were going to kick Scun off the plane because everybody was screaming, hi, Jack. And it was, you know, almost he didn't make it to his own bachelor party. So.
Well, I made it to his real bachelor party. I'm not going to say a word about that. I mean, it was fun. No. It was in Indianapolis. Milk and cookies were served. Of course, milk and cookies were served.
Nestor,
and
the Ravens lost, by the way. So. Let's jump back to your question, Nestor, because I really liked it. Jackie, when you and Scunny were putting together, not because I also loved the Canton location before you came to Towson, when you were putting together Nacho Mama's, I love that vision question. What in your mind were you trying to create?
So I wasn't part of the startup of Nacho Mama's. I got there a few months later.
You discovered Scunny once he was a star, is what you're saying.
Right. And exactly. I don't even think Scunny, when you say Nestor, what was Scunny thinking, or Don, what was Scunny? I'm not sure he ever thought that this was going to be the absolute, you know, all things Baltimore. When you go to town, where do you, you know, it's like a mini Baltimore museum in there. It tells our story in Baltimore. So I think for his love of Baltimore and Nettie Bowe and all, you know, as we say, all things Baltimore, I think that was just a very genuine love of our Baltimore. And he put it together of the things that were part of his heart and part of, you know,
it always felt like a club basement to me where you could get food and drinks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like our Scunsonian in Towson, we have a like a private room, party room, and we named it the Scunsonian, and we put like all of Scun's one of one favorite things in there. And, you know, I always say if Scun wasn't in heaven, he'd be in an orange jumpsuit because half that stuff, you know, came off of walls when it
should. It was light when it came off the walls. Absolutely.
Right. Very light.
Well, Jackie, take us back to that that day, March 16th, because I'm guessing, and correct me if I'm wrong, that like so many family-run businesses, the folks that work for you sort of end up being like family as well. They're not just employees. They become like family, and now you have to go to them and say, guys, I'm really sorry. We can't make this work. And Nestor's a small business person. He's been there. We can't make this work. We're going to shut down. Talk about that day and how difficult it was.
It's like the question when someone says, where were you at 9/11? Where were you? JFK? You know, like, I think that I'll never forget the smell in the air. I'll never forget the temperature. I'll never forget what I was wearing, what everyone looked like. You know, it was just such a very sensitive moment in time. And we have to look at one another. We weren't really allowed to hug. And we're all, it's an overused term, but it's a real term. We're a restaurant family. And we've all seen a lot through our years. I have people that, you know, are still with us that were here when Scun died and just, you know, very loyal. We could call each other and be there for anything, for anyone. So when that all went down, it was very odd to not be able in that moment to hug each other. And, you know, that's when that whole sensory piece left for all of us. You know, there was, you know, everything was like touching through a window and, you know, everything, we all were one big germ, and it was a very difficult time to not be us and not be able to say when we do see you on the other side and give a hug and leave. So that was outstanding to me.
Bring me full circle to the year. Like, where are you now? And, you know, this is a fair question. You're maybe the first person I've asked this as a local business owner, because I'm sort of circling back and having people on like Patrick Russell and other people that you know around town that I had on last year when things were, you know, everybody was sort of folks up the street from you at the CVP. We had Melanie on just talking about pivoting and what you could do to pivot. Some people were building drive-thrus, which obviously is not available down on the square in Canton and other places. But a year later, tell me where the business is and where it was and what this, I mean, we talk about Scun. Every time I mention his name, I mean, we're talking about a hardship that many of us have never had to go through. I mean, you're one tough lady, Jackie. I'll say that.
I appreciate that. I do have a village though, but I do appreciate that very much. Taking you back and then now landing on this day, March 18th, and I look back on the year, this is why I love this Baltimore Positive program, because it's hard to knock me down. And, you know, it really is. It's hard to knock us down. It's hard to knock this industry down. And so when I look at where I am today, I'm so excited for spring. You know, the Orioles are going to be back in at 25%, now maybe even 50%, because yesterday we hear from our mayor that on the 26th, we're going to be at 50% in our city, which has given all of us just a, you know, it's not even a crack of light. It's a beam. Today, I can't wait to see a flower surface from that ground. I can't wait to see people outside enjoying themselves and, you know, not only kissing winter goodbye. It's not that COVID is over, but there is definitely hope in the air, and you can feel it. You can feel it with our guests that come through the door. So with being at 50% in our business, people are respectful. They really know how to behave in COVID for the most part. We're strict about it. So I want you to feel safe when you cross the threshold, kind of thing. And good doobie, I'm going to listen to my boss, whether it's the mayor or the county councilman, I'm going to do that. So, and I'm going to feel really comfortable doing that, knowing that when you come in, you're comfortable too. That's our little, you know, it's a small thing, but we've watched behavior not in the same direction of that. And it doesn't make people feel comfortable. So I like knowing that I need rules. I need guidelines. It's important to me. We didn't understand COVID. We still fully don't understand it, but we all enough know words that we didn't know this time last year. Social distancing, you know, 6 feet apart, and all of these words, you know, that are now our vocabulary. We know how to operate. We know how to operate as guests. We know how to operate as operators. And so it's a better day for us. It's a better day for me. I mean, we were waking up to, okay, we're shutting down today, clean out 3 kitchens, and you don't get insurance for cleaning out 3 kitchens. There is no pandemic insurance and you don't have money. And it's crazy. We've had our Baltimore County, we've had lots of grants come our way in Baltimore City. So it's a full-time job keeping up with grants and having, you all know, and in business, it's a tough, you know, PPPs are great, but it takes it's nerve wracking too, because you have to get it right. And there's a lot of digging and searching and, you know, figuring everything out just in order to get a buck in the door, you know?
Jackie, you mentioned, a lot in there to unpack. You mentioned Baltimore County, where you have the Towson location. My sense from someone on the outside looking in now, used to be on the inside, is that, and maybe you can talk a little bit about working with the government, but my sense is that County Executive Olszewski and his local council members and his department heads have really tried to work hard, particularly with the restaurant industry, to support them in what's been a crazy year, whether it's been through grants or regulations. Is my observation accurate? Because it certainly seems to me that every time I see another note come through or something, it's the county executive being aware of how hard it is to be a small businessman or woman today.
Yeah, 101%, Don. So I even reached out to the county councilman's office just to say thank you, because I put the shoe on the other foot and think it's a tough one for him to have.
Who's your councilman where you are? Because it's a little bit.
Johnny O.
The county exec is Johnny O. Her councilman is David Marks.
I thought it was Marks. Okay.
No. You're right. You're absolutely right. So, but I reached out to Johnny O's office in order to just say thank you, because I put myself in his place and think he's got to listen to a lot of people and make the right decision. And you can't mess this one up. This is, you know, restaurant business, we're not in the health department industry or anything like in ways that we could, you know, now we're turning into crazy paying attention to all kinds of numbers. And, you know, we've turned into a different restaurant.
Well, one positive test shuts you down, right? I mean, a lot of places in Canton learned that last year when you weren't operating, that, you know, we went through that whole spate in June and July of you have to shut down, you have to get fumigated, like all of that stuff, right?
It's crazy. Yes. And it was very unsettling. You just really didn't know one day from the next. And but I will say, you know, when I try to find the beauty in COVID, strange little sentence there, but I will say the people that stuck by us, or the people that we acquired during COVID, and were able to help us keep going in a very uncertain time. That's been such words. I'm going to find this one a tough one to find the words for this, but it's been an amazing, and I'm overusing amazing. It's been an amazing reflection when you sit me here this time a year ago and have me talk about what's gone on. It's a very emotional time for us too, because we feel we made it. We feel we survived. And it wasn't just me. It wasn't just, you know, it was hundreds and thousands and millions of people, not in the county, not in the city, not the state, but the world. And we all together. I'll say another blessing I have felt is our community, like our restaurant community, we have gotten so tight. We pick up the phone. We're on, you know, whenever the mayor is speaking or the governor is speaking, we're all texting at the same time going, oh my God, you know, we're on big group texts or emails or whatever it is, but we've all come together. And so in the past, there would always be a competitive piece, because that's what you do. It's the business. It's business. So,
Jackie, pick up on that for a minute, because I was thinking this week, you know, most of you who are the small businessmen and women in the restaurant a business. You didn't grow up as accountants. You didn't grow up as governmental legislative budget officials. And, you know, when President Biden was able to get the Rescue Act passed, I know there were millions and millions and millions of dollars in there for to support the restaurant industry. Give us, peel the curtain back a little bit. As a small business owner who's saying, okay, there's millions there, how do I find out how Nacho Mama's gets some of those federal dollars? Take us through that process, because that can't be easy.
Happy to. And here's the funny part. So when you started to hear about these the offerings through grants and through PPPs and things like that, it's that part's a full-time job, just understanding what's out there for us. And, you know, even I'm a business owner, but I'm a woman. So then there's a special grant for that. And that, you know, so they come through your door and I'm trying to save a restaurant today and then understand that. So I was like, well, I'm certainly not going to pretend I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'll form some sort of an advisory board. So I had my attorney, I had my accountant, we'd get on the phone and try to pull apart the words, the dialogue that, you know, read to us guidelines. And half the time they're like, we're going through the same thing. It's real, you know, no one could really give you, they could advise, we could get around it in ways, but you really didn't have answers and you really didn't know if things were going to be forgiven or not. You just threw it all on the wall and hoped for things to stick.
Now that we've made it through all of this, if I come to Nacho's, what am I getting? Give me some menu items that maybe I don't know about that I got to try something new.
Well, okay, fair. Well, St. Patty's Day week, we're, you know, doing our Reuben quesadilla. Uptown, we have the Reuben quesadilla and we have corned beef and cabbage. So we've got some specials just to highlight the month. So we're a limited menu. That's new for us too, because usually we're book size and what we offer, but because of being at 25%, now thankfully 50 next week, but we've had to keep things small and kitchens small. Staffing is an issue. You know, there's also a fun little edge that comes through our door in unemployment. So a lot of people can, you know, be on unemployment and, you know, in service, you have bartenders and servers and bussers and things that depend on a 100% of the people being in the door for them to be able to make their money. So staffing is certainly a struggle and people, they need to survive as well, or they went and got a new job because, you know, they need to make ends meet. They need to take care of their families. And we understand that, but we do suffer when we try to restart at, you know, from 0% to 25% to 50% to now in the county, Johnny O, fantastic, 100%, you know, and we're still doing all the safety precautions and we're, you know, behaving, but that's been a huge positive for us. I mean, just to hear 100%, haven't heard that word in a year.
Well, and to get 70 degrees the same week too, that helps too.
Oh my gosh, yes. Talk about moving fast, yeah.
Well, so Jackie, what's the basketball tournament, opening day, all these things sort of give us that we're getting back to normal. There's going to be a horse race in May, all of that stuff, yeah. Right?
Think about that, Nestor. All of those things, when Jackie was talking, and I know in your business through my brother who spent a lot of years in that business before going to work for county government, that big events really are make or break moments in the restaurant business, right? So when you talk about last year, you lost St. Patrick's Day. You lost opening day. You lost March Madness. You don't make those up, right, Jack?
No, you're never going to find that again. And that's money into the ether. And that's people's livelihoods into the ether. I mean, we're still standing, but there are a lot of people that aren't. So yes, I think it raises a good point. And when you heard things like when golf was, you know, when anything, any major tournament, any major event, when you heard that, you couldn't believe how serious it just got more. You've never lived in a time where they cancel, you know, March Madness or, you know, anything.
Right. It's a remarkable, remarkable.
I'm looking on your menu right now, and I just want to go get chips and like get some wings and get a quesadilla. I want a quesadilla. You guys
are going to be you're going to be running down the street from your office there in Towson to Nacho Mama's before the end of the day. Yes. Jackie, what's the future as you peek into the crystal ball? What's the future of the Baltimore location?
The Baltimore location, like all of them, or the
both
Baltimore
of them.
City?
The two for you, the Baltimore locations. City locations.
That's a good question. It's interesting. I think there's so many restaurants now. Like, I don't even think there's such a word as a foodie anymore. I think it's, there used to be back even 10 years ago, you'd say, you got to go to this place. It's, it's the place to go, and you couldn't get on the list, and, you'd wait 2 weeks to get in the door. And now we're so saturated in our industry, every other storefront, not every other block, but every other storefront is a restaurant and cuisine. Nothing surprises us. And, we're doing duck fat and, you name it, with whatever the latest trend is, bone broth, everybody's doing something that's super trendy and fun. But at the same time, you just sort of stab yourself into some place that you just stumbled upon, not because it's, not for any other reason, but because it's a place that's convenient. So it's hard for me to understand what this will totally look like after the pandemic is completely behind us. But I do think that it's going to give people an appreciation for what we do. It's really neat right now to walk into the restaurants and have people go, thank you so much. It's so good to be back. I literally tell people when I see them, welcome home. We're so glad, this is our companies, our restaurants are a lot of people's home. It's where they feel safe. It's where they come to get away. It's where they come to celebrate. And it's a really special industry. And so it is their home as well.
Well, next time folks, I see you, I'll be eating leafy things, because I mean, it's that time of the year. I got to watch what I'm doing, all these mad cakes and fried food. It won't stop me from having some nachos at Nacho Mama's. You don't go to Nacho Mama's and not get nachos.
Exactly.
Master, I know we have to run. Jackie's got a restaurant to run. But Jackie, before you do, first of all, Master, I want you to think when I ask Jackie this question, because I'm going to ask you before you sign off today, what's the first thing you're going to order from that menu when you get down to Nacho Mama's? But Jackie, for folks who may not be familiar with Towson, not everybody's familiar with Towson. You and I are, and Nestor is. But talk about the excitement that is Towson right now that's really building as part of your restaurant, because every day something new is open, a new residential opportunity. Talk a little bit about Towson and the energy out there.
Why'd you go to Towson to begin with?
Because I know buddy Kevin,
I was
so
always
happy
talking to Scunny about a second location, and I know he looked for years, right? Literally, right?
For years, we were always going in and out of restaurants. He would take our chef Sean Fisher in and out of restaurants, and looking all the time. And we landed on Towson at a. We just found the space to be the rent right and the space to feel good. It's a feeling you get when you walk in and you know that you can create recreate your brand. It's just a feeling, I think, is what it was. It wasn't, oh, we just were dying to be in Towson. Towson, it was more kismet. I mean, and chemistry. So it ended up being, it's second to none. I'm so happy to be there. And for Don's question, Towson, the excitement in Towson is, it's extraordinary because, I said to someone, look at all these cranes. Like, it's just, when you like stand outside and do a 360 and you see cranes rolling around all the time, and this business, the growth is just, it's in the air, literally. And it's a true sign of an area and a town and, an introduction to a new community for a lot of folks.
By the way, location, was it Schaefer's a million years ago? Like where you are in Towson, is that right?
Yeah.
See, I got my old Baltimore right. I knew.
Yeah, I
didn't want to get that wrong.
I'm pretty sure I danced on that bar too once.
I was only old enough to get in there illegally, and I probably did back in 87, 88.
I tell you what,
every... Legal, but.
Every one of those cranes, every time another one of those cranes goes up, I feel my buddy Kevin Kamenetz smiling down because he was so sure that Towson could become this really economic engine that would support residents, that would support businesses. And to see that, so right behind Nancy Hafford, then we're going to put you as Towson's number 1A cheerleader, right? We know nobody's as big a cheerleader as Nancy, but right she's behind awesome. Nancy, you've got the pom-poms, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. And yes, all of our pom-poms are in the air right now. To be honest, it's a whole cheerleading squad. And it really has, when you say that energy, but Nancy has fought hard for our community. You know, her spirit and her energy takes us to next level. Her hard work, her just, she gets in there and she gets it done. She doesn't just say it. It's happening.
Yeah, she's a worker bee, right?
There. She is, and we're going to do our seats on the street again, which we shut down Pennsylvania Avenue, and it becomes all the restaurants on the street, Saturdays and Sundays, and band and or DJ. But it's a lot of fun and a great energy. It's socially distanced and you're outside. It's super cool.
Well, feet on the street's fantastic. I mean, obviously, Towson Town Festival, something we participated in at NST for years. Oysters Rockefeller, there's your answer, Mark.
That's what you're going
That's with? It. That's it. I haven't had any this year. Right. Is that a good call, Jack? Is that what I'm going to get?
Coming at it. Oh, my, the best.
All right.
So what's Jen getting? You're getting
something
the Oyster Rockefeller.
She's anti seafood, so probably, you know, something leafy with some chicken or something, probably. You know.
Perfect.
Tacos. There you go. She's tacos, you know.
Jackie McCusker, Nacho Mamas, Mama's on the half shell. Happy to be in Towson. Jackie, we've been delighted to have you and hope you'll come back and update us as things continue to develop. Nestor, take us out.
I'm going to leave you with what your husband, who loved me, would leave with, which is he was missing a finger and I was missing a finger.
That's
and we would
right.
always touch fingers. So if that matters, so there
enough.
You go. Good? There you go. Jackie McCusker joining us here from Nacho Mamas and Mamas on the Half, where I'm going to have some Oysters Rockefeller. She has already declared that her crab cake is the best. I think I'm going to hear that from a lot of people as we do a crab cake tour around here. It'll begin on April 2nd at Fadley's in the afternoon, at Costas in the evening, and then we're just going to dive in and go all over the state. On behalf of former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller, I am Nestor Aparicio. You can find all of our work out in our audio vault and repository at BaltimorePositive.com. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson like Nacho Mamas, and Baltimore like Nacho Mamas. And we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.